like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago. Thank you.
listen to the radio? Do you watch television? Do you communicate with people on the outside? What goes on for Charles Manson in this prison?
Well, I can feel the grass growing out down the lawn, and there's a few trees that's got some leaves on it that I can feel. And I've been in jail all my life, so I'm actually right here at home. How long have I been in jail? 34 years? 34 years, so...
Out of 47, you've been here 34.
I've been in jail. A prison. A long time. All my life. I was raised up in here. So I understand jail. So I understand myself, and I can deal with that. I set my cell, and I do my number, like a convict does his number.
You like jail?
I don't dislike or like.
Let's go back to 1967, the time you were winding up serving a term of a number of years, 10 years, and written accounts indicate that you told the authorities, don't let me out, I can't cope with the outside world. Do you have a recollection of that?
They made a desperate plea out of something, man. There's no desperate plea out of it. I say, I can't handle the maniacs outside, let me back in.
I didn't use the word desperate.
Well, your impression, your voice and tones were implications there.
Well, you use the word maniacs on the outside. How are you different from the maniacs on the outside? And why do you call them maniacs? Because you know something, they think you are one.
Yeah, it would reflect. If you hold the negative up to the light, you don't see the light, you just see the negative. So I'm a reflection of your negative, there's no doubt about that. And I can handle that also. I've been handling, ain't
I? I don't know, have you?
Well, I've been up and down these damn hallways, in and out of these nut boards for the last 10 years. You think you could follow that act?
I don't want to follow that act. I don't want to get into it. But why do you want to get into that?
Well, what crowd?
What
crowd are you playing for? I'm playing for my life.
You're working for money. What does that mean, you're playing for your life?
I'm working for my life, mister. I'm not playing for money.
What do you mean,
playing for keeps?
What do you mean, you're working for your life?
I'm playing for real.
What does that mean, you're playing for real? How are you
playing
for your life?
That's something
when you say you're playing for your life, am I to assume that you think that someday you're going to get out of here?
Get out of here.
What would you do if you got out of here? What if they said to you tomorrow morning, Charles, hey, listen, you're free. Go wherever you want to go. Do whatever you want to do. What would you do?
I'd probably go out front and harass the sound.
For how long?
For right now. How long? I could put a track record on it, or I could put a computer on.
Come on down. Come on down. Get off computers. Get off tracks. If you got out of here, there are a lot of people who think you'd go start killing people.
Again? What you guys are missing for? I haven't killed anyone.
What about Shay?
What about him?
Well, what about him?
He got killed.
Well, the word is you killed him. Word is you stabbed him. What's the word?
Word is that you're an old woman. Word is, you have turkey in the sky. Word is, I don't know what word is. Somebody else tell you that. I didn't tell you that.
Did you kill Shay?
Hell.
Did you cut the human's ear off?
Hell, yes.
How'd that feel when you cut his ear off?
I felt bad.
It was fun, wasn't it? Manson had a plot, Helter Skelter. Manson had a little scheme called Creepy Crawlers. He'd send people in to move furniture around. Is that all a figment of somebody's imagination so far, or is there any truth to that? Tell me, Charles, I don't know.
It's worse than a fairy tale.
It's a fairy tale.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy tragedy opera that was played in the early morning.
Marshall's office space shuttle.
You know, well, that's what the DA gave you for reality.
Okay.
He stood in the courtroom and said, this man did this, this man did that. You all believed him. He said, this man did that. And I said, Your Honor, may I speak? And he said, no, you can't speak. I said, all right, I got a voice. Let me talk. He said, sit down, shut up. In the handcuff, he'd take me back with him. What are you going to do? I come out and sit down. I ain't going to get whipped again.
Didn't you stand up in that courtroom?
By the way,
let me just go back.
I felt repercussions in the back of it.
Okay, but you say the whole thing's a fairy tale. You say the whole thing is make-believe.
Yeah, that's his helter-skelter. Wasn't mine.
The body of Sharon Tate is make-believe.
That's make-believe to the people that went in there and did what they did.
And who were those people? You know them.
Yeah,
But you know who they were.
Sure, I know who they were.
They were with you at the Spahn Ranch. They were part of this thing called, if not the Manson family or the Manson cult, the Manson Ranch.
Oh, so then?
What? And Tex Watson testified in the court of law that you told him, go to the house that Terry Melcher used to live in.
Teaches you things. Like when you put your hand in fire, oh, you know not to do that again.
Swingers, it's not about sex, it's about being one with the world.
All right, dude, groovy, hug a rainbow.